Thank you, Holly, for the amazing introduction. You know, I'm really blessed to have someone like you introduce me. I just can't wait to share some amazing information with our people today. And what I'm going to talk about today, and this is going to be a very, very powerful one, so you might, you know, want to shy away from this podcast, or maybe this podcast is for you. I want to talk about putting the excuses away. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. I personally think that excuses hold us back from being great. It's like, you remember when you were a little kid and you were playing with toys and your parents were like, it's time to put the toys away and go to sleep. And you're like, no, I don't want to put the toys away. I want to keep playing. We have excuses like toys. We keep playing with them and we don't want to put them away to move on to bigger things. And I think that's very dangerous because it literally stunts your potential growth for you moving to areas where you know you can be greater and do greater things. Have you ever felt that there's a calling on your life for you to do something great? But because you're still playing with the excuses, let's call them toys, or call them the excuses toys, you're still playing with the excuses toys of why you can't do something. And it's because you've bought into beliefs from other people or circumstances why you are not capable enough. And I'm here to tell you, and this is applicable to me too, it's time to put the toys away. It's time for us to do some big things. But those big things can't come if you keep playing with smaller things. And when I heard that, I said, well, you can't ask for something bigger if you're playing with smaller stuff. You know what I mean? So it's really elevated my life that anytime an excuse comes into play, I don't justify it. I say, no, this is getting done now. I take hold of it. Because in our minds, the reason why we procrastinate so much is because we say, there'll be a tomorrow. There'll be the day after. And then there'll be the day after that. And if not, there's the weekend. But I'm here to tell you some hard truth. There might not be a tomorrow for you. We don't know what's going to happen. You can't predict the future. So why put off good things? Most of the time, we only give excuses for things because they're not a priority to us. When somebody sat me down and told me this, said, wow, he said, Michael, it's not that you don't like it. It's not a priority for you. He says, you need to rearrange your priority account and you need to decide at this very moment what's important to you. If it's not aligned with where you want to go, get rid of it. And I said, wow. And he says, your excuses are not aligned with where you want to go. So why do you hold on to them? I said, okay, you know what? That's some factual truth right there. And again, as I said, we have an excuse for everything. Don't you think that's a little odd that we have an excuse for anything? Anything comes up, we have an excuse. Why we can't do something, why something can't happen. We'll give a million excuses of why something can't be done, but we can't even give one of why it can be done. When I thought about those numbers and they mulled through my head, I said, wow, man, I can't live like this. I can't be full of excuses and keep playing with the excuse toys and expect to live a life of winning, because it doesn't work that way. So it's like you slowly have to learn to put the excuse toys away and start bringing out the things that are going to help you go where you want to go and be who you want to be. Because again, I'm not putting down anybody, but excuses keep you in a paralyzed state of mediocrity. If you're trying to level up, trying to move on, trying to do things bigger than yourself, excuses should have no place in your area. None. No excuse should be justified by you. Yes, I will admit doing certain things are hard. Going to the gym, working on content, you know, doing things you don't want to do. But you need to put yourself in a reward state of think about how you will feel once the task is completed. That's what I do. Going to the gym was a struggle for me. Big struggle for me. But when I think of the rewards after, I'll love my body, I'll be in better shape, I'll be in better health. I was like, okay, I need to get addicted to the rewards. Same thing happened when it came to creating content. Staring at a computer screen, typing and you know, doing all that stuff with my imagination. Sometimes it's tiring, sometimes it's frustrating, sometimes I don't even want to do it. But I say, you know what, it isn't about me. This content could serve someone else and help them in ways that I could possibly not even imagine. So that's what I try to do for myself. I learn to put the stuff away to be better all the time. I always like to be tested. And where there are excuses, there's no tests. Where there's no tests, there's no growth. And where there's no growth, you're dying. And that's not fair, because you need to understand one thing, and I want you to walk away with one clear thing from this podcast. Everybody, and I mean everybody, has the potential to do great things. You just have to answer the phone when it calls. And most people don't answer the phone when their potential calls. They say, your potential calls and says, hey, are you ready to do something? And then you say, well, no, you know, I have an excuse today. Do you want to hear it? And your potential is sitting there crying and hurt and saying, you're telling me you want to do something, but you have an excuse. This doesn't work. And I'm telling you, unwasted potential is probably the worst regret you'll ever have in your life. Because when you get older and you live the life and you're about to pass away, studies have shown that a lot of people about to cross over to that new bend say, I wish I would have did this. I wish I would have did that. Wish I would have traveled. Wish I would have explored. Wish I would have did a little more. They were happy with their life, but they wanted to do more and they want to stay a little longer to do a little more. They're pretty much confessing to somebody that they live the life of excuses. And they feel bad about it. And, you know, I don't want anybody listening to this podcast to feel bad when they go out. When you leave this earth, you should feel that you lived out every dream, every goal, and everything that you set out to do, you achieved it and then some. That's what I want for you. Because I'm telling you, I've met people that have humbled me and said, wow, I'd like to be like that guy, or I'd like to be like that girl. Because I'm telling you, they taught me to live your best life now. And the only way that's possible is to put away childish things. Put away the excuses and replace them with something else. Replace them with things that are going to take you forward. Replace those things with people that are going to take you forward. I had the biggest revelation 2 days ago. I'm a person, I've realized that I love to be challenged. Love to be challenged. Now, if I am not being challenged by you as an individual, I'm bored. And I know that sounds rude and I know it sounds crude, but I'm bored. I love people that test my character. They'd say, hey, Michael, you're telling me you want to be successful? Uh-huh. Why are you not doing this? Oh, I have an excuse. No, don't tell me excuses. I love people like that because they force me to grow and they force me to put childish things away. And that's what I said. I love being around people like that. Most of my friends challenge me. Not all of them. Most of them challenge me very hard. And I love that they do that because I walk away in shame, but I walk away humbled because I say I just learned something. You know, when I sit down with people that are very successful, I have friends that are multimillionaires, very successful. And I sat down with one of them. I'll tell you the story. I sat down with one of them at a Tim Hortons and he said, show me your business plan. And I'm sitting here like, I had no idea what to do. And he said, see, you've already failed. I ask him the same question, whips out a napkin, shows me his business plan within like 10 minutes, right on a napkin, boom, done. And he says, you need clarity and you need to stop hiding behind your excuses. If you don't know something, go out and learn it. If you can't do something, go out and do it and get the experience. But don't hide behind your excuses and try to use it as a form of validation. Especially if you're trying to build a life on your own terms. And I know for me, that's what changed my life. I want to be that guy. Someone asked me, oh, what is your business model? Okay, hang on, let me get a napkin. Boom, boom, boom. Write it all out on a napkin. Done. But again, so many times we hide behind our excuses. And I'm only telling you these things because these are my experiences. And I see it in a lot of other people. They're hiding. They're stinting their potential. They're not using their potential. They think that they are average person or just a good enough person, that they can't do things beyond them, beyond their understanding. They think that, you know, that life's all about just paying bills, being comfortable. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but they don't believe they can do anything greater than that. And I'm sorry, I'm here to tell you that I personally believe that life itself is the most precious and you should maximize your life. Life should be maximized. That's what I believe. Growing up, which I'm still growing every day, I've had friends pass away. And having these friends pass away puts perspective on me because then it says, Michael, you need to live your life to your fullest potential because you never know what's gonna happen to you tomorrow and you don't wanna say, oh man, I wish I would've did that. I want to maximize my life every moment of the day. Make sure no moment is wasted. Make sure no minute goes uncounted. And I think that's the best way for any human being to live. If life is a gift and a gift has been given to you, some people use the gift wisely, other people use it foolishly, and other people don't use it at all. It's all a question of how you use the tool. And life is the greatest tool of them all. And how you use it is up to you. With that being said, thank you for coming on this podcast. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. And as I said again, I'm just trying to give you clarity. I want you to look at a broader view of things. You know, when you look through like a pair of binoculars, I want to broaden that. I want to give you stuff that you can apply to your life today that will give you the revelation knowledge to open up some new forms of thinking, and then you can go out from there and be the best version of yourself. So with that being said, take care and we'll talk soon.